The big nurse talks to McMurphy, soft and patient, about the irresponsible thing he did, the childish thing, throwing a tantrum like a little boy. Aren't you ashamed? He says he guesses not and tells her to get on with it. She talks to him about how they, the patients downstairs on our ward, at a special group meeting yesterday afternoon, agreed with the staff that it might be beneficial that he receive some shock therapy, unless he realizes his mistakes. All he has to do is admit he was wrong, to indicate, demonstrate rational contact, and the treatment would be canceled at this time. That circle of faces waits and watches. The nurse says it's up to him. Yeah, he says. You got a paper I can sign? Well, no, but if you feel it And why don't you add some other things while you're at it and get them out of the way? Things like, oh, me being part of a plot to overthrow the government, like how I think life on your ward is the sweetest goddamn life this side of Hawaii, you know, that sort of crap. I don't believe that would... Then, after I sign, you bring me a blanket and a package of Red Cross cigarettes. Hoo-wee, those Chinese commies could have learned a few things from you, lady. Randall, we are trying to help you. But he's on his feet, scratching at his belly, walking on past her and the black boys rearing back toward the card tables. Okay, well, where's his poker table, buddies? The nurse stares after him a moment, then walks into the nurse's station to use the phone. Two colored aides and a white aide with curly blonde hair walk us over to the main building. McMurphy talks with the white aide on the way over, just like he isn't worried about a thing. There's frost thick on the grass, and the two colored aides in front trail puffs of breath like locomotives. The sun wedges apart some of the clouds and lights up the frost till the grounds are scattered with sparks. Sparrows fluffed out against the cold, scratching among the sparks for seeds. We cut across the crackling grass, past the digger squirrel holes where I saw the dog. Cold sparks. Frost down the holes, clear out of sight. I feel that frost in my belly. We get up to that door, and there's a sound behind like bees stirred up. Two men in front of us, reeling under the red capsules, one bawling like a baby, saying, "It's my cross. Thank you, Lord. It's all I got. Thank you, Lord." The other guy waiting is saying, "Guts ball. Guts ball." He's the lifeguard from the pool, and he's crying a little too. I won't cry or yell, not with McMurphy here. The technician asks us to take off our shoes, and McMurphy asks him if we get our pants slit and our heads shaved, too. The technician says no such luck. The metal door looks out with its rivet eyes.